school.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to The Painful Truth. We're your host, Ann Danner, and my BFF on the other line, Donna. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, beautiful. How are you this morning?
I am doing just fine. It is cool this morning. We woke up, it was like 17, 18 degrees this morning. It has gotten up to 23 degrees, but the high today is only going to be 37. So what is the weather looking like on your end?
Well, here in Augusta, it's clear. It's 25 degrees, and we are supposed to get up to 45 degrees today. And let me tell you, I'm sipping on lemon ginger and green tea. I fuse the two together, and oh my God, it's a perfect combination, girl. What are you sipping on this morning? What are you sipping on?
Some green tea, okay. I got up this morning, got my green tea. It was warm in the house, though. But for some reason, my bedroom in the back, it's like always a little cooler. So when I got out of bed, I just wanted to get back in bed. I want to crawl back in this bed and go back to sleep. And then,
I know that.
Then Bryson gets up, and I'm like, you know, he has this new oatmeal, and it's safari animals. And I didn't know what to expect with the safari animals. So it's actually eggs in the oatmeal, and you have to keep stirring them, and the eggs come open, and they're animals.
Are you serious? Honey, anything to get your money.
Yeah, so I'm like, you know what? These eggs better hurry up and come open, because I'm trying to stir
them. Oh, my God.
But you know what? It has his attention. He's in there eating it, and he's, like, singing.
That's a great sign. If he's singing, that means he loves it and he's enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, all right then. The safari animals have worked. So what's going on your end? Wait a minute, you said you had a day off.
Yes, I did. Yesterday was a day off for me. And it was just a lazy day. I stayed in my bed all day long, and I enjoyed every bit of it. I really did. It was a much-needed rest that I needed. I really did.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, you know, Ann, I love to give our listeners an encouraging word. And my today encouraging word is to our listeners, do not teach your child to work for a corporation. Teach him or her to be the corporation.
That's right. You know, that's my motto. I live by that.
Well, I had to put that out there because I find myself more and more every day telling my children that. And I'm glad because they are leading into that direction to be their own boss. And that's a wonderful thing. You can never go wrong with being your own boss. Stop making other people rich and make yourself rich.
Yeah. I live by that.
Oh, yes. That's a great rule. But I'm going to tell you, Ann, I also came across, I have two things in community news, but I came across this, and this is pertaining to our show from yesterday. Dark-skinned women using skin lightener. Well, I found a community on Facebook, and it's called Dark-Skinned Women Community. For those dark-skinned women who need the uplifting word or need to be uplifted, go to that website. Join that community. This young lady, she started it. She basically said that she could not find a place that showed appreciation for the dark-skinned woman. So she made one up. So go to it. It's uplifting each other, and I support her. I love this site. I really like this site, and it's called Dark-Skinned Women Community on Facebook. Now, my other community news, I want to, this is also awareness, Africana. Africana is a encyclopedia of the African and African-American experience. This book is valuable information. It has beautiful images. The book was edited by the genius Henry Louis Gates Jr. This book has over 2,000 pages of black history. So this is something that the black community might want to look into for your children. I'm definitely looking into it for my grandchildren. I think it's something that is valuable to purchase and to just put in your family library, for it to be there for them to look and read anytime they feel like they need to know anything about their background and their culture. I recommend this encyclopedia.
Oh.
What do you have going on in community news, Anne?
Well, okay. There used to be a problem a long time ago, and we used to be so afraid of ticks. Now ticks carrying Lyme disease are being found in almost half of the U.S. counties, and that's scary.
Mm.
Because, you know, it was a big issue when people had pets before that they were more concerned, but now you don't even have to have a pet.
No, and it could be in your backyard.
Yeah, there's a great concern. But you know what, Donna? We treat our yard every year. This is why it's so important to make sure you treat your yard, because we treat our yard every year. Mm-hmm. So we put out all kind of, you know, different pesticides and things to make sure that we're treating our yards for different pests, you know, because of these things. But there are varieties of the blacklegged, that's what they're calling tick, that carry that may carry the bacteria responsible for Lyme disease, and they are present in 45% of the counties nationwide, compared to just 30% in 1998.
Oh, my goodness.
So they
say
that it is important for people to be aware that there may be ticks in the areas and they haven't seen them previously. So they need to take steps to help protect themselves and their families because, you know, this is dangerous.
Well, you made a valid point about treating your yard, and especially us here in the South, we have no choice. We have to keep our yard up because we have snakes. We have all these things, and now these ticks that you're talking about, we definitely have to keep our yard maintained.
And we have this extra warm weather. And you know what, starting March, it starts warming up a little bit, and then all the little critters and creatures start kind of coming on back out. And, you know, then we have the spiders, and we have the ticks, and the fleas and things, and the snakes, and, you know, we just have everything kind of creeping in. So you have to make sure that you treat. And I know it's, you know, people look and say, you know, it's a lot of money that you're spending to treat your yards. Yeah, but you know what? It could cost you a whole lot on the back end and hospital bills.
Exactly. And then with your children, I mean, I know with mine, love to go in that backyard. And the sad part about it, unfortunately, we here down in the South, we have millions of trees and pine trees on top of that.
Yeah.
When those pine needles fall to the ground.
I'm right here on the lake. So.
You hit with double trouble.
Yeah, and I have those snakes coming out the lake, the snakes coming out of this these woods next to me. So, you know, I got the snakes. So I put down mothballs. I go and get that snake rid stuff and put that down in the yard. And I mm-hmm. put down all kind of
and that lime, the lime is fun
stuff. Or, yeah, all kind of pests and spiders and all kind of stuff. Yeah, it costs a lot. But, mm-hmm. you know, my grandkids come over. And then my grandkids right. here go outside and play. And I want to make sure that they're protected.
Right.
And don't come
right.
in with all these bites. And then, you know, last year we had problems with the wasps. And they were
oh.
ridiculous. Last year,
and,
it was just
oh my god! And they love to make nests. I had one right in front of my door, scared to come in my own house. I'm like, oh my
yes.
god, we got to get this.
Yes. So I mean, it's good to kind of make sure that you're taking care of your yard because I mean, this Lyme disease is a serious thing, and they're warning a tick can get on your child and you not even know it's there.
Yes.
Especially if the child is bathing themselves, it can get under their armpits and close areas that you don't even know. The child doesn't even mention. Sometimes children are scared. You just don't know. So, come on.
Yeah.
Just protect yourself. Look, and going into celebrity news, not so celebrity, but kind of high-end news, Six Flags Over Georgia is expanding their sales to alcohol in their concession.
Really?
Yeah, and I just don't appreciate that.
I don't either. No, they don't need to be drunk getting on those rides.
Yeah, you already got a bunch of fools. So, I mean, come on, you don't, and you got a lot of kids here. People drop their kids off, their teenagers and things, and now you got a, you know, a bunch of folks drinking. I just don't think it's a good look for Six Flags.
I don't, you know what? I don't think it's a good look for any type of amusement or anything
yeah.
like that. Because I'm gonna
have a lot of children roaming around.
Yeah, because I'm gonna tell you,
I
was shocked when I found out that Chuck E. Cheese served beer. And as much
yeah,
as I,
now there's nothing wrong with the Chuck E. Cheese thing. And Chuck E. Cheese is getting ready to expand to wine, is it?
I never knew they served beer, and I'm still in shock about that until they showed the video of the grown adults fighting in Chuck E. Cheese and said that they were drunk off of the beer that they was
yeah.
drinking in Chuck E. Cheese. So I'm like, yeah, that, no place like that where children are allowed do not need to serve alcohol, beer, none of that, period.
I just think it's going too far. You have children around here. This is a family environment. And what do you, I mean, come on, what is it? Is Disney next? I mean, yes. Disney does have clubs there, though. So I think they
oh,
do
yes.
serve alcohol. I think they do serve alcohol. Do they serve alcohol there?
Well, I know we went to Universal, and they have the little bars there. That, so, I mean, you still, the parents can go in and decide to have lunch and get a drink, and then you going back out. So, yeah, they serve it. They already doing it.
Oh, my gosh, I just can't. It's just, I think it's going too far. And I really, sometimes, because when you're at Six Flags, some things just get out of control. It's not as supervised as Disney, I think.
And some
you
people
got a bunch
don't
of
know
young
some people. And some people don't know their limitation. That's just the whole thing in a nutshell.
Yeah, because Disney never closes down. And
yeah,
Six Flags got a bunch of seasonal kids in and out. So I just, I don't agree
you know,
with that.
Be like, oh, I'm just going to have one beer, and one beer turns to three or four beers. And then we're drunk.
Yeah.
That's not a good look.
And I, you know what I see? I just see people getting put out left and right. And I just see security. They're going to have to beef up security because they're going to be throwing people out left and right.
I see that too, man.
It's
I see it coming.
Yeah. They're just going to be throwing them out. You know, just get out. Just get out. You're drunk. I mean, because now I just see them serving too much, you know. Because, I mean, maybe you've drank a lot at this location, and they're saying, I'm not going to serve you anymore. But, I mean, you can walk like 50 feet down to another location and get something else to drink.
It's
crazy. It's
nice that when you, you know, there's a lot of people around you excited, and you go get your drink, and then them drinks just keep on coming, and you should know your limitation. I know mine. Mine is just one glass of wine. I can't hang. At that one glass, I can't hang no more, and I'm not trying to drink
anymore.
I
can't even finish off a half a glass. So, I mean, if I drank a half a glass of wine, please, there better be a couch, a car, something for me to go to sleep. Because it is like a sedative. It's sleepy time.
Yes.
So, the president of the Motion Picture Academy has, like, issued, and they say a frantic response. I don't believe it, but okay. Because of the boycott of what they call the Lily White Oscars, Oscar nominations to 2016. But here's the thing that kind of was strange to me. The president, her name is Cheryl Boone Isaacs, she just, you know, she announced that her organization will take dramatic steps to alter the makeup of our membership, but she's African-American. Yeah, those crickets, I'm telling you, those darn crickets, they have a way of stepping in, don't they?
Yeah, because I think it's more to that. I think it's way more to that.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that if she's African American, there would be more diversity.
And well, that lets you know that she don't really have the pull that she, that everyone assumes she does.
Or she
That's
just doesn't
look
care.
At that.
Or
That's
she just doesn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's the first African American ever elected to the position.
That's to keep mouth closed.
Yeah, so there was a boycott call from Spike Lee, Jada Pinkett Smith, and some others, and they stated that the Academy has become irrelevant to African Americans and that they should no longer beg for representation, which I agree with that. You don't have to beg for anything. Create your own. I mean, before I have to beg you, then I'll create my own. That's been my motto for years. If I have to beg you for something, I'll create my own. God just blessed me like that to be able to create, and he placed that in all of us. So
I 100% agree with that. I agree with that because Jada Pinkett did make this statement. Well, you know, she's the one who actually called the boycott. She's the one who actually started it. And she did make that clear. She stated that begging and pleading diminish our power. And that is so true.
Yes, it does. It does. It makes, you know, it demeans you. So if I have to beg and plead you, you know, plead from you, then you know what? I don't need to be included. I don't need to be, and I need to create my own. So there you have it.
And
so,
I'm glad that Spike Lee and John Singleton is jumping on board with her. They also made a statement that they will. The thing is, no one is going to attend the Oscar ceremony this coming February, and I think that's great. And Spike Lee also made the statement, no disrespect to Chris Rock, because you know Chris Rock is the one hosting it this year.
Yeah, and I know that he feels a little indifferent because he's like, gosh, you know,
Why is this happening now?
I really want to be with y'all on this end, but I have an obligation on this end, but I'm really pissed off on this end, you know?
Well, I mean, do what you got to do. I mean, if you feel like you need to get paid, you want to make that money, but I'm 100% behind Jada Pinkett, John Singleton, and Spike Lee. Yes. And then you know what? They need to Jada Pinkett made the statement also that, you know, far as with they tired of being overlooked by mainstream organizations.
And now she says create something else. Because I feel like, you know what, Donna, I feel like even if you are included, it's to an extent.
Well, it's kind of like
you'll be thrown a bone.
Well, I'm glad that she made the statement that her and Will Smith will not be attending nor watching this year Oscars. And one thing, I never watched it anyway. Before all of this boycott started.
Has Will Smith ever won an Oscar?
He'd been nominated, but he never won.
And he should have.
And I think that really what pushed her to the limits of this. But, I mean, it's still the fact that, you know, no one is winning. You know, they just gave one to Viola Davis. But, I mean, come on. How many years was that before?
That's where the bones are coming in. Like I told you, I feel like they're kind of throwing bones. Like, I'll throw you a bone every now and then. Okay, let's give them an Oscar for that. I'll kind of throw you a bone.
I'm going to tell you, she also made the statement, you know, maybe it's time blacks took their money and put it in resource that benefit us as a community. Guess what, Jada? That should have been going on. It should not, that should not be starting because you're mad and you want to decide to do a boycott. Your money should have been being invested into the black community. Now, that part I don't like when they make statements like that. Like, oh, now I should put my money in the black community because the white community is not recognizing us. No, you should have been investing your money back into your community from day one. From day one.
Yeah.
We have plenty black organizations. We have plenty black organizations. Black organizations that you can donate or contribute your money to and invest in your own community. So, I mean, hey, but I'm glad she's doing something. I'm glad they started the movement. Go on with the boycott. I know I'm not watching the Oscars. I never did because I never see my people. So that's why I never had interest in watching it.
Yeah, I've just never really been interested, and that's just me. I'm sorry.
I haven't. When I don't see my people on it, or I have no interest in it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see enough diversity, and when I don't see enough diversity, then I have to shift my interest to where I see that diversity. Donna, what do you have in celebrity news for us?
Well, I mean, Mr. J. Cole's, surprisingly, he had a secret all these years, and it just coming out. And actually, it accidentally came out in an interview, and I see that he was very pissed off about it. And the secret was he's married. Been married.
Who?
J. Cole, the rapper.
He's married?
He's married. That's why they said surprisingly. Everybody's mouth is dropping to the floor because no one knew. And he kept it. They really, what it is, they more shocked in the fact that it has been kept secretly so well. No one knew.
Yeah.
But yes, he has been married for years. Since high school, he's been married. So, I mean, to each their own. I don't know. I personally don't know why actors, celebrities, period, the ones who are married and they keep it secret. I never knew why. I never understood that. I would be proud to announce that I'm married. I would be proud to announce that I have this many children. I don't understand what the secret is. Same thing with Anthony Hamilton. Didn't I know he was married and had five boys?
And now he's getting a divorce.
So, I mean,
that's kind of how you keep your business secret. I mean, keep your business out of everybody else. You know, that's how you keep your business secret. Keep it out of the public.
Well, I don't know. Someone dropped the ball because his secret is out now. So,
yeah.
I mean.
Someone near to him said, well, you know he's married. I mean, come on. Your family, somebody's, and friends, somebody's going to give it up sooner or later. But it lasted this long without anyone giving up, so it was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. He did well in that. Well, and that's all I have in celebrity news.
Okay, on to the topic of the day. Love is a tricky business in today's day and age. We start out so young and innocent, ready to jump in with both feet and believe in the fairy tale. That naivety lasts as long as our first real heartbreak, and then we begin to process the process of becoming more guarded. As women, we want love. Compassion and nurturing is in our nature, but battling trust issues changes the game completely for us and our prospective future partners. When we meet someone new, for example, rather than reacting with pure excitement like we did when we were younger, we're skeptical. What does he want? How quickly can we find out his true motives so we don't waste our time and get hurt again? Join us and share the truth about your trust issues. You know what, Donna? It's no matter what, I think as women, we're going to take some trust issues with us. Yeah.
I don't think we'll ever
100% trust anybody.
Because our hearts, we are so guarded of our heart. And we love, because I think we women, we love with every fiber of our being. We made up that way.
Yeah.
We are naturally made up that way, that we love so strongly with every fiber in our body. And once that fiber is destroyed, it's hard. It's real hard for us to come back. But you know what? I once told a friend, she had got into a new relationship, and I told her, I said, you know what? You can't take those old wounds from your first relationship into the second relationship. You have to give it a try. I mean, if you get hurt, we just got to roll with the punches and keep on moving, but you cannot let that diminish you from having love again in your relationship. You got to trust somebody, you know?
Yeah, but I think because of that trust, especially with women, especially when they've been hurt multiple times, they become very well guarded.
Yes. We automatically become like that. Our guards are up with every situation, every relationship.
Yeah.
Now you're looking for signs from this guy from the last relationship. You're making sure he's not doing what the last guy did in the last relationship.
And then yes, it's an issue of trust, but it goes deeper than that issue of trust. It's more so of an issue of hurt. And then it goes from there, from that. From that trust to hurt.
But you know what? We from little girls, we were painted the image that we are to grow up, fall in love with the prince. The prince is going to come and save us, and we're going to get married and live happily ever after.
But
not
that
true.
Prince doesn't come, or that prince comes and he's a wolf.
Exactly. Exactly. But we have to give love a try. We cannot always be guarded, because you constantly being guarded is going to make you miss your blessing.
So, okay, question. When you have a woman that's in a relationship and she's been hurt multiple times by the same man, if she does not trust him totally, is she wrong?
But then you have to then you have to look at yourself. Because I mean, we all been in that position. I have been in that position. I mean, I have been hurt from my first love, who I thought was my knight in shining armor, who I thought was gonna be married and live happily ever after in this beautiful home. And guess what? I got hurt.
I don't think she's wrong, Donna, for not totally opening herself up to trust someone who's hurt her a number of times. I don't think she's wrong.
But in that situation, I have to ask you, why are you still with the same person then? That's what I mean about that. If you were the same guy who's constantly hurting you, that's why I said then something is wrong with you, with your self-worth, because you still with this person. But I'm speaking on women who leave that situation and go into a new relationship, but bringing those old wounds into that new relationship. You have to let that go and give this person a try. You have to trust him because he's a new person. So you can't bring those old wounds.
Let's look at this scenario. If you're in a relationship and something has occurred in that relationship for you to lose your trust somewhat, and you say, okay, I trust you, but not like I did initially.
Right, in the beginning, right.
Yes. Then it doesn't mean you leave the relationship. It just means that I don't put my guard down. My trust for you is not the same as it was initially.
Exactly. But you know what? But then you know what you find yourself doing when it's like that? Now you're watching more closely in the things that he or she is doing. You're more aware of what that person is doing. But is that a healthy relationship when you start doing that, though, Ann?
Becoming aware, yes, that's a healthy relationship. Because I'm just a firm believer you never put your guard all the way down. Because you open yourself up for a whole lot of stuff. So never, my guard is never complete.
But then would you call that love? I don't call that love then.
So you're telling me your guard is all the way down all the time?
I'm going to tell you like this. Again, from that first relationship, the first relationship opened my eyes to any other relationships that I went into. So, no, my guard wasn't totally down, and that's what I mean. But once you become married, do you let your guard down? Or you still have that guard up?
I think your guard should always be up. You never totally let your guard down. I think that's so not wise to totally let your guard down with anybody.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong. But I don't totally let my guard down with anyone.
Same with me. I could be totally wrong also, but I'm looking at the word love.
Yeah, and I think you're getting that word confused. Because I love you doesn't mean that I have to totally let my guard down with you. I can love you,
But look at it like this then. Okay, I'm saying I love you, but yet I don't totally trust you. And yet I'm not totally comfortable with you because my guard is still totally all the way up because that's basically what's being said.
I didn't say I'm not totally comfortable.
I can't let my guard down with you. Because I totally don't trust you because I have been hurt.
But I didn't say I'm not totally comfortable with you because if I'm not comfortable with you, then we don't need to be in the same house together.
But
wouldn't trust. So there's a difference there.
But wouldn't trust also, I'm saying trust still plays a part in that. My God is up. Because your guard is up because you really don't have full trust in that person. That's why your guard is up.
You never put your full trust in anybody, you know, and maybe that's how I was raised. My grandmother always taught me, you never put anything past anybody because they can make they'll make a fool out of you.
Even with your husband.
Your own mother can make a fool out of you.
Well, I mean, my grandmother have always spoke those words to me also. And her words was, don't trust who you sleeping in the bed with because you don't know them. You don't know how, I don't care how many years you have been with that person, you fully don't know that person. So, I mean, that always has been told to me. You learn each other every day.
You never underestimate people, so you never give them room. When you're putting your total trust,
let's reverse this, because I never said I. Not speaking of myself, we just having a general conversation of the word trust and letting your guard down. I never said that I fully went on those words. I'm just speaking now. Let's clear that up first. Let's clear it up real quick. No, I'm just speaking. I'm just speaking for any other woman who might say, why I can't let my guard down with this person, why I can't fully trust this person.
And I'm just speaking for me. I think we're all human. We all fall short at some point. With me, I can't tell you with myself what I may never do. So how can I tell you what someone else may never do?
Because we have women. We have some women out there who would disagree with you and I, who totally trust a mate, who's totally comfortable with their guard, totally down.
Mm. Well, we had to keep them lifted. Which is, I'm sorry. That's just we just have to. Because when you're putting your total trust in anyone, you just open the door for so many things. You have to let them know. Let me explain something to you. I understand that you're human, just as I am. When we even pray the prayer, lead us not into temptation.
But what is the difference from putting your total trust in your pastor, who preaches to the congregation every day, every Sunday? What's the total difference? You had people who totally put their trust in their pastor, and pastors wind up hurting the congregation and things like that. So what's the difference?
Even the pastor prays, lead us not into temptation. We're all tempted at some point. We pray, you know, we have to pray against that temptation, you know?
Yes.
So what a person won't do when tempted.
Woman that, the same thing, who do totally trust her mate or the relationship that she's in, and her guard is down, to just pray?
Yes. Just stay prayed up constantly, because this is something that not only that you're going through, but everybody goes through.
But everybody goes through it, Ann, because they trust. They do trust.
People,
they do go in that
people,
relationship.
Now, wait a minute. Now, let me explain something to you, because trust can border stupidity. So some of it's trust, some of it's stupid. Because some women and men are so silly, and I'll say and stupid. I hope it's not a bad word to use there, where they even trust the point to their mates having very close friends of the opposite sex. And they're like, but I trust him or I trust her because they've been friends for a long time. They're very close friends. Oh, he's just going over her house to drop something off or to fix something. They're close friends. No, that's a little too much trust, honey. And you need to be there. See, there's a difference. And that's where we stand back. But see, Donna, now I want to piggyback on what you said about trust. Do you have that kind of trust?
I do have that kind of trust. I'm going to give you an example. I have that trust in you. I'm talking about you now. But I have that trust in you. My guard is not up with you because I trust you. I have that much trust
in you.
I'm
your friend. I'm your friend. We're talking about his friend. So where your husband has a female friend that he's become friends with, they're really close, they hang out together all of a sudden. He goes and sits at her house, hangs out at her house. They're very close. You're cool with that.
Well, I would never have that problem because he don't have friends like that.
No,
so I can't speak on that.
Seriously,
speaking truthfully, hell to the no. That is not
okay.
Going down. Not here. But listen, it has nothing to do with the trust of me not trusting my husband. It's me not trusting her because I don't know her.
And it has something to do with you not trusting your husband, too.
It has absolutely nothing with me not trusting my husband. It's me not knowing that.
You're not giving way to opportunity. And that's exactly what's happening there. You're not giving way to opportunity. Because you know that if opportunity presents itself, then something could possibly happen.
It don't even have to be with him going to her house. Opportunity can happen in a conversation over the phone, over the internet.
Yes. Good morning, Keisha. How are you?
Hey,
good morning, everyone. Good morning. How are y'all doing?
We doing okay. Bless us with your views, Keisha.
Okay, I just got caught hold of the tail end of the conversation that when Ann was asking you, Donna, if your husband would go, I guess, hang out with another.
Well, let me refresh you and let me recap.
Okay.
The topic of today is women who have been hurt in relationships so much that it's hard for them to trust the next person.
Oh, okay.
That's the topic of the show. Me and Ann just took it all the way to somewhere else, child. That's all that was.
That was about trust and about how far you would take that trust.
I can understand. I've been in three relationships my entire life, and each had their own issues, and I try my best not to bring the issues that I had with them, like trust issues for whatever reason, to my new relationship. So I have to keep reminding myself that they're not going to do what my ex-husband did, or when he tells me that he's paying a bill or he's out with the friends, he's not doing this and doing that. So it happens to me, but I have to sit back and I have to really talk to Keisha and say, you know what, he's not your ex or he's not your past. He's your future. Don't hold on to anything that might jeopardize your future.
Do you totally trust G? Is your guard down with him?
Is my guard down with him?
Yes.
No, if you have to think that long, no. Especially if you have to talk to yourself, no.
Yeah, and that's why I do, because it's not nothing that he does. I guess I'm just
those feelings from them past relationships.
That's why I talk to myself. I try not. But you know what? It works because when he goes and he texts, because when we first started dating, he said, okay, when I get off, you know, I might go and hang out with the fellas, you know, drink and wind down or do this or do that or whatever it is. And I have to talk to myself, okay, he's not with no woman or he's not doing this or he's not doing that. You know, I don't go in his phone and I don't go on his phone or his Facebook and stalk him anything. But I just say, okay, Keisha, you know, he's not your ex. He's not your past. You know, give him a chance. You know, he's not doing what your ex or your past have done to you.
Right.
And I just got to keep, because I don't want to say, well, you're just like such and such and such because he did this and that's why we broke up. I don't want to do that because all men are, well, some men are different.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
so do I trust him 100%? Do I trust him 100%? No.
No.
No, I don't. And he knows it, and we talk about it.
But have you ever wondered that he might feel the same way also, that he don't trust you 100% either?
But when we have a conversation, he tells me, I trust you 100%. I trust you when you say you out with your homegirls. I trust you. I trust when you get a phone call at 9, 10 o'clock at night, I trust that, you know, that's not no, you know, whoever trying to get in touch with you or booty call or anything like that. He tells me, he trusts me.
But you know what, Keisha, I'm going to tell you about that trust. Because my husband says the same thing. I trust you. You know, I trust you. And mm-hmm. I know that you're where you say you are, and I trust
mm-hmm.
you. But I'm going to tell you how slick that trust is. I can be out and about or somewhere, my phone rings, and here's the conversation. Just calling, checking up on you. just calling, making sure you're okay. I haven't heard from you in a while. Just calling to make sure everything's all right. That's how far that trust goes. So they have slick ways of...
You know what?
Yeah. If you pay attention, you'll see how far their trust goes. You have to evaluate their trust.
Uh-huh.
And if you pay, you've experienced that, haven't you, Keisha?
I have. Now that you say that, like I have, but I didn't think of it like that. But now that you bring it to life, like I have my cell phone, my office phone in my pocket, and my G has both my numbers. He'll call my office number, and but for whatever reason, if I don't answer, he won't call it back. He'll text me on my phone. I try to call
exactly.
you. And I ask him, why don't you just call my
husband does
my
the
cell
same
phone.
Thing. If
okay.
I don't answer, I'll get a text. I'll get a text. See, they're slick. They're slick. We have to get skillful with ours. They're slick with theirs. It's like they have a meeting and they know how to do theirs because they're really slick with how they do it. And I'm like, this is how that trust goes. But my discernment works well. I've already figured out that trust. Because if I don't check in, you know, or, you know, before so long, you know, I'll get a phone call or something. Just call to say I love you. No, you didn't.
Well, have you ever wondered, it's not so much of him checking in with you, it's just him being concerned that you're okay and nothing is wrong with you?
Child,
oh, cricket.
No.
No.
I could be in certain places and I got to call him. It's like, you know what? I could have been dead. You could have been called. Oh, me. You know.
Oh,
only
God.
When I'm doing certain things do I get those calls. You know, I know the game now. It took me a minute.
It's so funny to me. I'm just cracking up laughing because. It's true.
And now you know. Their game is a little different. You know, and they don't say it's trusted. They'll just say, I trust you totally. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's why we get.
I'm just concerned about you. I just want to make sure you are right and everything is going okay with you.
Yeah.
You're safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's that little slick way of making sure you're doing what you're supposed to do.
Because I tell you what, don't respond to those texts or calls and see what happens.
What's gonna happen?
I made sure because I said, you know what, I'm going to see if I don't respond, what happens. So I did not respond, and I waited till I was on the car, in the car on the way home, and then I started getting calls back to back, and I said, I'm not going to respond to that one. I got another call, I'm not going to respond to that one. I got text message, I'm not going to respond to that one. Then I got frantic calls. Well, you didn't answer, you said, I'm going to text messages early. I text you at this time, this time. And he documented every time he texts me, called me. I said, oh, you're keeping note. No, I'm not. But I was just making sure everything's all right. I said, no, that's not what you...
Well, I'm sorry, because I'm guilty of that. I am guilty of that. And I'm going to tell you, it's not just with my husband. I'm like that with my children also, because if I had to make three calls and you didn't answer my call... Oh, I'm a whole ugly face is on me because I'm going off. I'm sorry. I'm keeping it real. I'm cussing you out on your voice messages because I didn't call to speak to your machine. I called to speak to you. And I have one time I have actually told my daughter, Shanice, I know you see me calling you. Don't make me come over to your house.
But with guys, it's just so different because I have to tell him. He'll say, you know, I know you saw all those calls on there. You know, I'm calling to check up on you, make sure you're all right. I said, no, that's a lie because the first text message was just to say I love you. It was not to check up on me. So that's a lie. And he said, well, you know, after that, you didn't respond. And I said, no, then you called to say I love you and left a message. Well, why didn't you respond if you were getting all of my messages? I said, because I was out with the ladies. Well, if you were getting my message, then he gets agitated. I said, no, why don't you just admit that you were calling to check up on me? And it's a trust thing, but they will never admit it's a trust thing. So this is the truth about trust. No one trusts anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the truth. No, I can't. I've not met anyone that totally trusts anyone. Because I'm going to tell you, if you sit down at an event, watch the eyes of the people if they have mates there.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the eyes of the people. If their mate gets up and walk away and if there's a guy there with his wife and there's a bunch of guys there, watch that guy's eyes if she gets up and walks around in the room full of guys. There's a lack of trust that goes, and I think it's something that's kind of systematic, you know, that you just do, it's automatic, you just do it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize that you're doing it. You don't realize that I'm watching you to see who you're watching. You don't mm-hmm. realize that I'm looking at your phone to see, you know, who you're texting or what number you're dialing. You just do it. You've done it for mm-hmm. so long.
Yeah.
So it's kind of automatic, you know, it's just in you. And maybe that is, like you said, Donna, you brought it from other relationships. You've done it for so long that, okay, I'm still doing it. Okay, so what? Shoot me.
Yeah, because, I mean, in the beginning with your first relationship, your guard was down. You did totally trust that person because you thought you were so in love with that first love. And once that person destroyed and crushed your heart, because that's how mine was, I'm still upset about it.
You just give it up, girl.
Look, I'm still pissed off about it. So, I mean, I'm just joking, y'all. But seriously, I think that's what all of us far as, and men too. I think my son, I believe he was hurt from his first love, poor thing. My daughter, I witnessed her little first love, and she just cried so bad he hurt her little heart. So we all go through it. It's part of life. Yeah. We all go through it.
Yeah, it's a part of life. It's a part of life. Yeah, it's something that we all go
but
through.
Does that make it right?
No, it doesn't make it right. But doesn't make it totally wrong? Doesn't make it totally wrong? Does it make you such a mean person because you say, no, I don't totally trust you. I love you dearly, but am I putting 100% of my trust in you? No, because I don't think anyone puts 100%. They may say, oh, yeah, child, I trust you 100%. That is a lie. Girl, no, because I tell you what, put them in the right situation, 100% diminishes.
But what did you say? But listen, it might be some listeners out there that's saying, oh, she sound like she's just a hurt victim
who just been constantly
in relationships and venting about not trusting totally someone.
That I'm a scorned woman? Is that what it sounds like?
Yes.
Not necessarily scorned, but I'm learned. I'll say that. And I've learned enough to know, to be realistic, that I used to say that, okay, I have 100% trust, and no, I don't. No, I don't.
So does that mean you have a separate bank account?
We've always had separate bank accounts. Come on. Come on. And you know what? The separate bank accounts were not because of trust. It's just something that I've always had, he's always had. And you know what? My husband has even said, you know, why aren't you on my bank account? And I'm like, I don't know. And I told him, I don't even like your bank. And that's as far as we go. But I just told him he's with Bank of America. I don't like Bank of America. You know, I don't like their practices, so. You know, I research everything, and maybe that's my problem. I just research everything. So I don't like Bank of America. So I think that's the bigger issue, that I research everything. And I know people listening is like, she is crazy.
That's all right. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be aware of things you're getting involved in. There's nothing wrong with that. Research it.
No.
Tell anybody that. Research.
No, and that's why I said trust. With trust, you're aware.
So basically,
aware of your surroundings.
So basically, at the end of the day, what are we trying to tell our listeners, not just women, men also, to guard their heart?
Constantly be aware of your surroundings. And that's the biggest thing with the trust factor. That's the truth about trust. I think we all have some sort of trust issues in us. So it's the matter of constantly being aware of your surroundings. Well, Donna, we've come to the end of another awesome show.
Yes, we have.
We'll see everyone tomorrow, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Enjoy your beautiful day. It's a beautiful sunny day. Get out. Enjoy the rest of this cold weather.
God bless.
God bless, Donna. Bye-bye.